Challenge Cup final week. How excited are you for the game on Saturday?
Yeah, overly excited. It's going to be a great spectacle, and really looking forward to it.
I think this is something a lot of people have mentioned, the spectacle. It's the top two teams in the division going up against each other, two well-matched teams as well in Wynton side, just below you in the table.
Yeah, definitely. It's like I said, it's no coincidence that we're first and second in the league, so it's got the makings to be a great final. And for a neutral fan, I'm sure it's going to be very exciting, as either an old fan or a Warrington fan, there's going to be some nervous times, so it's how we deal with them, and hopefully we can come through the other end shining.
A chance to make history, obviously, Hull, as everyone will keep reminding you, have never won at Wembley, but you all have the chance to make history.
Yeah, definitely, and it's probably our time to write a sentence into the mystery books and get rid of that odour, and it's down to us.
You're in that pack alongside your captain, Gareth Ellis. What does he bring to the side that we don't see?
Oh, he's solid and like granite. He's a bloke. He just, you think he's done, and then he just, boom, another year, and boom, another year. And credit to him, he's been an absolute legend of a bloke. And he's, like I said, he's gone to Australia and picked up the Player of the Year awards for the 3 years running. And there's not many people that will do that in the career, and not many people can say that. And obviously, to be playing alongside him week in, week out, is I took a lot of confidence from that. And when I know he's playing, I know that I'm going to get the best from him, and he's probably going to bring the best out in me, which is a great leadership role that he shows. And I think it's just, I don't think he's ever won the Challenge Cup, so it's probably the things in the stars, you know what I mean? It's probably, hopefully it's written for him, and if I can help him do that, then I'll time it gone dead hardest to help him.
Tony Smith was maybe a bit of mind games in the press conference. I think he was joking about saying they were underdogs. Do you see them that way?
We're first, they're second, so they're a good side. We've beaten them twice, and let them say what they want. It's, like I said, there's no mind games. We know that the kind side that they are, and the players that they've got is world class. They've got so many internationals in the side, it's not funny. So as long as we turn up on our day, then I think it'll be a very even game.
And it should be a big battle between yourselves and the Warrington forward pack as well.
Definitely, yeah, like I said, I've got Chris Sale, Ashton Sims and Ben Westwood, and you know what I mean, the three people in the middle, it's devastating at times. And like I said, you've got Scott Taylor, myself and Frank Pritchard, Gareth Ellis, and so we'll be doing our best to try and stop them as much as we can.
I saw a picture apparently of Frank Pritchard's boots on Facebook today, pink and black. Are you wearing any like that yourself?
Nah, he's to be fair, his mate Christian O'Neill at Catalans has drawn like tribal stuff on his boots, which look pretty outstanding, to be fair. And I'm in search of some new boots myself, so I'm trying my hardest at the minute to try and get some to fit me, but hopefully get them sorted before the weekend.
As a child growing up, what did the competition mean to you?
Yeah, like I said, as a kid growing up, I got to play at, the day before the Challenge Cup final for my school three times on three occasions, so ended up winning it one and losing it twice, so I know what it is like to be losing that as well. And the ups and downs of it is obviously quite big, and hopefully we're going to get the eyes this weekend coming. And it's, as a kid growing up, it's something that you've always followed, and it's something that you always want to win as a kid, and saying one day hopefully that'll be me. And when you lift that cup in front of all them many thousand fans, it's I'm sure it'll make the hairs on your back in your neck stand up.
Obviously the thousands of Hull fans will be descending on the stadium at the weekend. What's the message for them as you prepare for this game?
Well, it's just going to be an absolute wall of black and white behind us, and obviously when we walk out Wembley, and I think they're going to be to his left hand side, it's going to really make the hairs on your back in your neck stand up. And for them, it's like I said, it's we need to do it this time. You know what I mean? We've been here that many times and we've not done it. So they'll be more nervous than what we are. So, but I'm sure every old fan will be behind us and cheering us on for 80 minutes, no matter what the result is.
Obviously today's Monday, the final's on Saturday. What do you do between now and then to keep the nerves calm and get prepared?
We've been training. We've got the day off tomorrow, and then we'll be in training again Wednesday. Travel down Thursday, then we'll have like a team run through on the Friday, which will be at the Wembley Stadium, and then Saturday it's just making sure you're waking up and doing the things right. And but it's from now until then what you do, which is key, and obviously recovery and making sure that you're eating the right stuff and no McDonald's or Burger King's.
obviously it's different to any normal week, but I guess that's part of the excitement, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we'll just prepare for a game, are we? It's no different to any other game. Obviously, it's just on a bigger stage and a lot more fans, and there's something at stake. So it's we'll just prepare how we normally prepare for a game, and hopefully that'll be enough to do the job.